Tonight, the Amarillo Symphony kicks off its 90th concert season at the Globe News Center with a performance titled Triumph. The symphony will use the occasion to premiere a piece by the symphony's new composer-in-residence, Chris Rogerson. Also at this concert, the symphony brings back to Amarillo an internationally recognized Chopin competition and Avery Fisher Prize-winning pianist Garrick Olson to perform possibly the most challenging piano concerto in the classical music repertoire. 90 years is a long time for a performing arts group to exist in our part of the world, so I talked with Amarillo Symphony Musical Director Giacomo Byros about the significance of having a symphony kick off its 90th season.
I think it's a huge, enormous, incredible accomplishment to have had an orchestra in this town, in this community for this long, to be supported for as long as it's been supported, and to have such a great community base of patrons and donors and supporters and community leaders really rally around what it is the Amarillo Symphony supports and does. And it's just a testament to not only the community, but also to the vitality of what we bring.
So tell me about what you're doing for your season opener to celebrate the 90th anniversary.
Well, we are possibly bringing in the biggest, greatest artist that we've had in Amarillo in decades, for sure. But maybe in my tenure, I don't even know if we'll ever have an opportunity to have someone this special. I mean, Garrick Olson is one of the 20th and 21st century's great living artists that we have. He's one of the greatest pianists of his generation. He is one of the most profound and prolific recording artists. He regularly performs with the biggest orchestras of America and Europe every year. And one of the special things is that he's a Grammy-winning, iconic artist, pianist of our generation. But there was a time when he didn't have all the accolades and all the engagements. And in 1983, I believe, and it might be 83 or 84, he actually came and performed with the Amarillo Symphony. And he had already won the Chopin competition. He had already won Busoni competition in Europe. But he couldn't break out in America. And the Amarillo Symphony was one of the first orchestras to give him that opportunity. And so there's a little bit of history, obviously, with that. But it's kind of a homecoming because he started out here. And for him to come back now at the time where he's at the peak of his career is just a really exciting, wonderful thing. And he's not just coming to play a Chopin concerto or Mozart or a Beethoven even. I mean, as wonderful as those concertos are, he's coming to perform the hardest, most difficult technically, musically, emotionally. It is the quintessential difficult concerto that probably in all of classical music lore goes down as the hardest thing ever written for piano. So not only is he coming to perform with us, coming back and returning to Amarillo to perform with our wonderful orchestra, but he's bringing the most difficult piece he could possibly perform. So it's just a really great coup for us. It's an exciting time for us, and it's a perfect way to start our celebration of the 90th season. And, you know, we're also celebrating the fact that we now have a composer in residence, which is a big deal for us. Not many orchestras our size have that. And it shows our commitment to the future. It shows our commitment to being fresh and current and keeping music alive and keeping music at the forefront of what it is we do. And his name is Chris Rogerson, and he's extremely talented, super young, 26 years old. Started writing when he was like about 6 years old, and he's absolute genius, prodigy composer. And we're just very lucky that he's going to stick with us for a few years and write some new music for us. And you'll hear a lot of Copland and Bernstein and Barber in his aesthetic. And so if you're a fan of any of these 20th century American composers that we all love and know, then you're definitely going to be a fan of Chris Rogerson's music. So just a great opening concert, a great opening week for us to celebrate this, you know, a wonderful occasion. And we're just excited we're able to present it.
The Amarillo Symphony opens its 90th season tonight and Saturday night with Triumph at 8 o'clock at the Globe News Center for the Performing Arts in Amarillo. The symphony will introduce their new composer in residence, Chris Rogerson, with a premiere of his work, The Way Through. Also at this concert, you will hear world-renowned pianist Garrick Olson perform Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 3. For High Plains Public Radio, I'm Adam Voss.